1 week ago, a Category EF3 tornado with over 140-mile-per-hour winds tore apart farms, homes, and businesses in Cincinnati, Summers, Tontitown, and Weddington community in western Carroll County. In Cincinnati, population 100, three elders were killed in this storm. Another died this week from her injuries. A half dozen were also injured. In Benton County, a dozen homes and several farms also sustained wind damage from the freak winter tornado. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe declared both Washington and Benton County state disaster areas. County emergency teams and volunteers have hauled away much of the debris this week. Uninsured families affected by the storm have no idea how they can rebuild. So the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management agreed after a special request by Washington County officials to set up a disaster recovery center at the National Guard Armory in nearby Lincoln. Washington County Judge Marilyn Edwards is co-coordinating this event.
And you can go around, you know, we have got the emergency management, we have got Social Security, we've got small businesses, we've got, I think they may even have someone in case they need counseling, you know, because a lot of the times things like this will, you know, the people, the mental part of this, a lot of times they don't even realize it's hit them until it's on. But we've got all kinds of departments, and these are most of these, well, all of them are state agencies that have come in here to help out. So,
bus service is being provided to disaster-affected families to the Armory this weekend, so they can access information about the state's temporary housing and home repair personal property assistance programs.
All right, John Luther, J-O-H-N-L-U-T-H-E-R, Director of Emergency Management, Washington County. The area is very affected because so many of the residents are in the rural community and they farm. And their livelihoods, their incomes are so now changed because the poultry farmers, some of their poultry houses are just gone. The livestock there was dead, and the companies like Tyson's and Simmons and George's and others have come in to try to help them some. But that's why we're here today at the Disaster Recovery Center, is to provide them other things, things through insurance and taxes with the IRS. That'll be coming in April. You know, health and medical, pharmaceuticals, just whatever we can do to offer help to them.
The five-member Zhang family woke up New Year's Eve morning terrified by the oncoming storm.
My name is Sai Ding Xiong. In the morning, like between 5:30 to close to 6, I heard a lot of noise, like a very big thunder. So I don't know what's going on. So I just wake up. I hear the house shaking. So we are very scared. My daughter and my son, they come from their base. So what should we do right now? So we got no idea. Just stay in the home. Don't leave anywhere. So after the tornado is gone, I go out and I go check my poultry farm, like my chicken house. Two in the top are touched out. Everything's gone. And many birds watch die, so I feel very bad for them.
Thankfully, no one was hurt, but now, with the farm destroyed and no income, the Zhang family are here to find financial aid to survive while they rebuild. Nearly a dozen poultry operations and one dairy farm were also destroyed by the storm. In Washington County, of the 22 destroyed homes, half were not insured, and three were underinsured, according to the state emergency office. The National Weather Service issued the warning at 6 a.m. New Year's Eve morning while many slept. Benton County has an emergency alert system, which transmits warnings to all landlines, as well as to those who opt for cell, text, and email alerts. It reportedly failed to deploy due to a system override. Testing and adjustments to that system are currently underway. Washington County has no emergency alert system in place and no plan to secure one at this time. In the meantime, residents are urged to purchase a special National Weather Service radio available at most retail electronics departments. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.